With Montana News, I'm Freddie Menares. A judge has upheld the federal government's decision not to designate Montana's Arctic grayling as a threatened or endangered species. U.S. District Judge Sam Hayden said in an order today that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's 2014 decision was based on the best available science. Hayden said the decision also considered all the factors required under the Endangered Species Act. Environmentalists led by the Center for Biological Diversity sued for federal protections for the fish. They say it is threatened by warm waters and low stream flows. The Fish and Wildlife Service determined in 2010 that Arctic grayling in Montana warranted federal protections, but that other species took precedence. U.S. Department of Justice attorneys say 15 new Arctic grayling populations have been identified since then, and a successful landowner program has improved the fish's habitat. Glacier National Park officials have released the name of the 56-year-old man who died in a fall while descending Mount Jackson Tuesday. Dan R. Pilippo of Portage, Indiana, was climbing with his 27-year-old son when they fell. The son was able to stop his fall in a snowfield, but was unable to locate his father. Searchers spotted Pilippo's body from a helicopter on Wednesday, and a technical rescue team recovered his body yesterday. Park spokesman Tim Rain said Pilippo fell 80 to 100 feet after slipping. Firefighters are battling a new lightning-caused fire in Lewis and Clark County. It's burning 5 miles northwest of Canyon Creek. There's a red flag warning for the area, and officials are concerned about strong forecasted winds. Several fire departments from Lewis and Clark County, along with the U.S. Forest Service and the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, responded quickly and are currently on the scene. A new wildfire burning outside of Helena is proving to be a formidable challenge for firefighters, and today's weather wasn't helping much. It's called the Rattlesnake Fire and is burning near Maysville, northwest of Helena. Fire Information Officer Crystal Beckman says the rattlesnake took off fast after igniting in grass and timber.
The fire was reported at 6 p.m. yesterday on Thursday. Right now, they're looking at lightning as the cause of the fire. We were reporting 650 acres when they flew it last night, and now we're up to 900 acres.
The wildfire is not threatening structures. Beckman says firefighters are still throwing lots of resources at it.
We have engines from the DNRC, the Forest Service, local volunteer fire departments, live smoke jumpers, air attack is in place, and heavy equipment.
The Canyon Creek Wildlife Management Area is currently closed to the public, along with the Seabin Block Management Area. A red flag warning for the Helena area has just expired. U.S. Representative Ryan Zinke wrongly stated in two debates that 80% of terrorist attacks in a Central African conflict are carried out by children. Zinke has said the U.S.'s resettlement program should be suspended until a proper vetting process can be conducted. In Monday and yesterday's debate against Democratic challenger Denise Juneau, Zinke said 4 of 5 terrorist attacks by the Islamic insurgent group Boko Haram are conducted by children. His campaign cited as its source a news article about a UNICEF report from April. The report says nearly 1 out of 5 suicide bombers in that conflict are children. Campaign spokeswoman Heather Swift said today that Zinke misspoke. The Republican and Democratic candidates for governor focus on education today in campaign stops in Helena. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Republican Greg Gianforte toured the Science Center Exploration Works in Helena this morning.
It's all pretty cool stuff.
I like your farm a lot.
And yes, that's our permanent exhibit.
While on the campaign trail, the software entrepreneur from Bozeman often stresses the importance of exposing students to computer science programs. He praised the work of the nonprofit museum for providing opportunities for public and homeschool students to interact with science. Gianforte told Exploration Works staff that if more kids get into science programs while they're young, it could get more of them pursuing needed technology jobs in the future.
If you don't have the techies, it's like a farmer not having seed. You don't get the harvest.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
exactly.
This is the work you're doing is very important to kind of expose it earlier, mm-hmm. so not take the mystery out of it and make it fun.
Yeah, exactly. Gianforte says Montana STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and math, is critical in preparing students for the future. He says he fully supports the Republican Party's candidate for State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Elsie Arnson. As Gianforte finished his tour of Exploration Works, just down the street outside Helena Middle School, the Democratic Party held a small rally for their candidates. Melissa Romano, the party's candidate for the top job at OPI, told the crowd she would work to preserve what she called the state's already excellent public schools. She also pledged to create a plan for public preschool. Governor Steve Bullock's stump speech was void of policy announcements and focused primarily on firing up the party base while slighting his opponent.
Let's not kid ourselves. Montana would look fundamentally different, and our public education system will look fundamentally different if we don't make sure 66 days from now that Melissa Romano gets elected and you re-elect me as our governor.
Romano's latest campaign reports show she spent over $50,000 in the last month in her election effort, leaving her with $76,000 in the bank. Her opponent, Republican Elsie Arnson, spent $10,000 last month, but has over $100,000 in funds remaining. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.